plays by young writers from Trinidad, recorded on location in the port of Spain. The dramas were developed and produced with Trini Good Media for Drama on 3 and for the Caribbean Cultural Festival Carifesta 2019. The plays do contain some strong language. Here's Franca Philip to say a few words.
Hello. Together with fellow journalist and broadcaster Ardeen Serju, I run Trini Good Media here in Trinidad and Tobago. We're passionate about telling stories that reflect the complex society and culture of this country and its diaspora. So we didn't hesitate when offered a chance to partner up with BBC Radio 3 to commission new radio drama by three of the country's best up-and-coming young writers. This year, our nation hosted Carifesta, the regional festival of the arts that's been a platform for the Caribbean's best artists for nearly 50 years. It's a chance to show ourselves as a forward-looking country, one that revels in big ideas and embraces a diversity of views. These three dramas definitely fit the bill. First, here's Mr. Singh, introduced by writer Darren Sandy.
My name is Darren Sandy, and I am a playwright, performance poet, and director. It's a blessing to be able to do a radio drama. Writing for me has always been about community and how the place I call home can overcome. Mr. Singh is a story about overcoming. As dire as a situation may be, if there's but one person with limitless hope, that person can change a generation. Hope you enjoy Mr. Singh, the radio drama.
It was time to take the same spirit and care I had for trees, nature and the like, but instead, nurture the children of the nation by giving them newness and possibility.
Sorry, Madam Principal, and sorry, Mr. What's your name again?
Mr. Singh, Mr. Ali Singh.
Mr. Singh, you surely have a unique approach to education.
Yes, Mr. Pelton, and I believe that you, being the Dean of Discipline, can see collaborative opportunities with me in designing strategies that will safely uplift the children to greater heights of discipline.
Mr. Singh, with all due respect, Mr. Pelton has reduced the cases of violence in this school during his five-year tenure by
12.5%. Better than the police.
Mr. Singh, I'm actually baffled. How did your experience as a forestry officer play a role in you being readily available to teach one of the roughest schools in this country?
The forest gives you a deep inner understanding of self, so you can hear the spirit of your purpose calling.
Well, it's a devil's spirit call you hear, Mr. Singh.
Mr. Pelton!
Principal Mrs. Frank, you know why I am here on these panel interviews. It is because I am a straight talker. Look at this. Look at this, Mrs. Frank. This man qualified in bush economics. He worked in forestry since he left secondary school. He know the name of all the trees and the plants. He do a little education degree and feel he could come here and teach. They will kill him.
That is enough, Mr. Pelton. Mr. Singh, give us a few minutes in private, please.
Thanks for your time.
No, Mrs. Frank. That is more work on my plate.
Mr. Pelton, he is the only option. The education board is going to be chaos on Monday if I do not have a teacher for that class.
Mrs. Frank.
Mr. Pelton. Look, have some fun with him, okay?
So these are the principles of a teaser here on the wall. And this is what allowed me to be at peace. So it will work for you. It must. Let us read together. Nourish me with your goodness.
Children, do you need me to introduce you all to the blazing sun in the courtyard?
No, miss.
Very well.
Thank you, Miss...
Sirio.
Yes, Miss Sirio.
Good luck, Mr. Singh.
Miss Sirio.
Mr. Pelton.
So you had a full week to observe him, so it's time.
He is persistent.
Well, what is your stake?
I think he'll last 3 months.
You will lose just like you lost the last bet. Mr. Singh, that lasts in 1 month in here.
5,000.
That's half my Trini salary. You will kill me in this country.
Well, if you are so confident that he's not going to last, then put your money where your pride is.
I am not the kind to shy away from a bet like this.
Very good.
Very good. You have yourself a bet.
Okay, class, how about we try this time to complete the questions without Miss Sirio having to come over to quiet us down? We must learn to master ourselves.
We? Your mother hard face is the biggest problem.
Bolo, apologize right now.
For what is true.
Sir, why are you talking to him so? Hit him a slap, now. Hit him a slap. That is what I'm trying to want, some slap.
We can exist without violence.
Sir, Hatton, he is not violent. It's self-defense.
Why don't slap my Felicia?
Stop it! Stop that dumb nonsense right now before I break one of your ribs.
Miss, but she...
Shut up, Bolo, before I call your uncle.
I don't care about you.
No, what is the topic, Mr. Singh?
Well, we were discussing careers.
Very well. Bolo, continue.
Miss, it was...
Bolo, continue.
I go on, yes?
Bolo! Bolo!
Leave him, leave him. Save yourself the stress.
Miss Serio.
Yes, Mr. Disturbing my lunch and my soca music.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look, I want to thank you a lot for making sure that the past week and a half, my lessons did not go to waste. You're always around to butt in when the children were acting up a little.
A little?
Yes. Like any transition period, the dominant idea of change wanes at first, before it is accepted in a great cultural shift. Mr. Ali. Ali Singh.
There's no shift here.
Good afternoon, Mr. Pelton. Hope that you are renourished by goodness during your lunch and may compassion and peace dictate your dealings.
Mr. Singh, today is not the day for that.
So when will it be?
Never. You see that Atisa thing you come here with? That cannot work here. Watch your singy. Watch how you're tired, boy. It's only lunchtime and your face looking like it mixed 20 bag of cement in the hot sun by yourself.
The greatest magic is transmuting the passions. If we can achieve this, my friend, we can definitely alter the landscape of thought.
Mr. Singh, you're mad. You're mad. You're endlessly holding on to nothing. You is a mad Indian. It takes a real mad Indian to be talking that kind of ass inside of here, yes?
Well, the forest is a place where we can all become...
Mr. Singh... This school is a forest too, you know, a jungle. And in the jungle, it have two kind of people. People who does live in the jungle and people who does kill people who does live in the jungle. Now, who you want to be really?
Mr. Pelton, the forest is certainly more complex than that.
Not this concrete, not. This place so hard that if you don't smoke or drink something to make you a hollow spirit, everything crush your crazy Indian mother ass inside of here.
Mr. Pelton, you don't have a police report to complete?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. I will get back to you later, Singy.
Thanks again. I really owe you one.
By now, it's surely more than one, sir.
Well, next week, lunch is on me. Thank you, miss.
Very well done.
Thanks for joining me for lunch today.
Well, I just taken my credit for helping you control your class.
They will learn to control themselves.
Funny.
This place is nice. Reminds me of quieter days.
Forestry?
How do you know?
Well, when you started the job, everyone in the staff room wondering why you would leave a peaceful forest to come to this school.
So I am a staff room hit?
A hit on miss, apparently.
Teaching has always been fascinating.
Not in this place.
Perhaps not for you, but I see an entire world to unlock.
Uh-huh.
We need sustained patience and peace to turn the place into what it could be.
That will be a dream. Until then, this is the nightmare.
I can dream as long as it takes.
Mr. Singh, the children in that school are disruptive because the community they live in is disruptive. A boy from a broken home cannot grasp peace if he never saw it.
How will he see it if we keep his eyes closed?
Thanks for lunch, Mr. Singh.
What are you smiling at?
Nothing.
And what were you watching through the window, eh? Oh, look at you, Miss Serio. You find him amusing, eh? Counting the days to win the bet. I counting too, you know. Day 15 and he's still here.
It has nothing to do with the number.
You play nasty, miss. I see you and him been enjoying lunch a few times and you're constantly in the classroom helping him. Eh? Well, if you want to make sure he lasts long enough to win the bet, I will arrange my guarantees too.
Look, Mr. Pelton, it's not that. If you want, we can call off the bet.
No, miss. A bet is a bet. I am a man of my word, and I am never wrong. Look at him. All sweaty coming in the staff room as some kind of what? Beacon of what we should be doing.
Those students really give you a good sweat. Imagine one game of cricket, and they're already learning teamwork. Look at Bolo and Felicia getting along.
Playing with them students is a bad idea, Mr. Singh. You as a teacher cannot be bringing yourself to that. They will expect that from all of us.
The greatest medicine is emptying yourself.
Well, you sick, Mr. Singh. And one day, all the shite inside of you will come out in a big explosion. And that moment, you will realize them Buddhist thing you like to write on the board, that is shite, Mr. Singh. Mr. Singh, it's ghetto youths, you know. What are you talking about a Tizan Buddhist for?
This place you call ghetto is more than that narrow scope you seem to be looking through, Mr. Pelton. There are fields of possibility in those children.
Minefields. Look, Mr. Singh, look. Look and hear how you're talking. Your language alone will get you in trouble with them children. Them children don't understand that kind of nice flavor talk. You have to talk to them like the mother and father has talked to them. Boy, move your ass. Girl, pelt your backside inside. Mr. Singh, yesterday I hear you ask a child, please come forward. Please, Mr. Singh.
Children learn peace by seeing peace. Children learn manners by seeing manners. The place will not change with untempered aggression.
This place will not change, Mr. Singh. Full stop. This place here have a history of madness. We foot stick in the wine press and we drink too much molasses, so we slow to react. Check the history books. You will see. Columbus tried to calm this chaos, you know. He dead a dreamer.
Singy, look. Look out the window.
You know who fighting there?
Your student, Singy. You know who not fighting? My student, Singy. Think on these things.
I like here. Coming here for lunch is a good idea. It is peaceful.
Every time we come here, you'll say that, Mr. Singh?
You can call me Ali.
Ali Singh. You have two surnames.
I will take two surnames and peace of mind any day.
In that case, call me Vanya. And thanks for showing me this place.
Yes, relaxing. A great escape to reset and go again.
You're really passionate about this.
Of course. I actually have a great idea.
I actually need to finish up my papers on the way back. Why don't you call me about your great idea?
On your phone?
No, Mr. Singh. Shout out my name in your dreams.
Doesn't seem like a bad idea.
You seem to want more than my number.
No, I'm just playing.
Well, here is my number, my address, my date of birth, my national insurance number.
It is me.
Who the hell is me?
Me, Ali, Mr. Singh.
What?
Mr. Ali Singh from your school.
What the hell?
What are you doing by my place?
You said to call you.
On my phone.
I appreciate face-to-face.
Jeez and ages. Look, just hurry up. I have 3 more bears to guzzle before I reach my weekend quota.
The greatest action is not conforming with the world's ways.
Well, this is not the world, Ali. This is Trinidad, and this is the weekend, and I need my peers to get armed to survive through Friday.
I already told you that you can get peace in different ways.
And I just not civilized enough for that?
Well, let me civilize you.
Sounds interesting.
Okay, Miss Cirio, let us keep it professional now.
Says the man who shows up without invitation.
So are we going to sit down?
Are you going to stop staring at my home shorts? Follow me, you could sit here.
Are you drunk?
Well, from the waist down probably, but sober enough to hear you out. Love your slippers, by the way, it's sexy.
Okay, you are really drunk.
I could say the same about you in those slippers.
These are my forestry slippers.
Just go ahead with your plan, please, before I pass out drunk. You need a drink?
The greatest soberness says...
Let me hear your grand idea.
Okay. I want to bring the class to our forest-based lunch spot.
What? no.
Vanya, it's perfect.
Vanya? Let us keep it professional now, Mr. Singh.
Listen, the principal is not going to let me do it alone. I think one day out in nature will at least let these children know or feel what peace looks like.
Mr. Singh, we don't carry them children nowhere. They deserve to be where they belong, inside the school.
Vanya, come on, think of it. I will go on my knees and beg.
Okay, do it.
Please, 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 my Vanya Siro, please.
Get up, Mr. Singh. I will think you are proposing to me.
Seems like a good choice.
Get up, Mr. Singh.
Okay, okay.
So because you're eating lunch with me for a couple of weeks, we cool enough to team up on a crazy project?
Miss Siro.
You can call me Vanya. It's Sunday.
Well, what say you, Vanya?
Let me just have a few more beers so I can be drunk enough to say yes.
I have to be drunk to say yes to such a request. Clove Woods. Mr. Singh, you want to carry these children Clove Woods? You have police escort. You have angels hired. You have a gun?
I have a dream.
Well, wake up, Mr. Singh. Wake up and smell the stale pee outside my office because these animals do not know what a toilet is. Wake up and smell the curse words on the tip of their dirty tongues.
Madam Principal, Mrs. Frank, we have to show them peace.
Show them this. I smoke in this every week. 20 pack of cigarette every week. If it wasn't for this, I'd kill one of them children in this place. And you, Miss Serio, I understand Mr. Singh knew, but what caused you to join him on this crazy plight?
I was drunk.
Acceptable. In that case, that is all.
No, wait. It cannot simply end like this. We must at least give it a try. The greatest precept is continual awareness.
Mr. Singh, you and these courts from India or wherever, you know which part in Trinidad this is? This is a place where people go crazy in the streets. Jesus Christ of Indo and Afro Trinidadians. Mr. Singh, look, we need to get to our classes.
All students go to your classrooms and remove yourself from the gate. It is not a movie out there.
Come on now, Mrs. Singh, don't be so depressed. Look, peace right here in this empty post-dismissal classroom.
She did not even consider it.
Well, to be fair, gunshots were firing.
But before that, she was not even entertaining the request.
The greatest effort is not concerned with results.
So you did learn something.
Well, having lunch with you all the time makes certain things stick in your head.
I wish someone besides us could see that these children need a chance.
But why do you care so much?
Isn't our purpose in the world leaving it better than it is? Why we Caribbean people feel that we are so exclusive to that? Why we think that we have inherited some kind of paradise that we must leave underdeveloped and unchanged?
Okay now, Aristotle. It's just school children.
No, it's our future. Our only future.
So I forget the book while I write my homework in. I come back for it. Have a good evening, sir, and have a good evening, miss.
Shocking.
They can find peace.
Mrs. Singh, a one-day trip to the forest cannot fix everyone.
But it could be the start. Look at Felicia. This is my place in the world, Vanya. I left the forest and I came here to impact the children in a positive way.
Mr. Singh, you have to understand something about this school.
Miss Serio, eating the forest could fix anything.
Surely smoking in this classroom is illegal.
Singing this whole school illegal. Hence, I confuse as to why you all still here 30 minutes after dismissal. But I'm glad to see you two love birds.
Excuse?
It's all right. A little love is needed in this mad place. And on the topic of love, Singy, I convinced Miss Frank that you could take the children up in the bush.
What?
Seriously?
Yes, boy, Singy. I believe in hope, you know. And I see you have hope for them children.
So carry them. Carry them, Singi. Carry all of them.
That is fantastic news. Let me go home and begin putting together a program for it. Have a fantastic day. I will call you, Vanya.
First name and thing.
Mr. Pelton.
Miss Sirio.
The bet is off.
The bet is off?
Yes, I do not want to bet on him anymore.
Aha! You see the end of the tunnel on this field trip?
No, as a matter of fact, I think he's going to be here far longer than we both predicted, which means you will be the first to lose. I just really...
Just what, Miss Sirio? What makes him different from all the teachers we betted on in the past? They are all the same. They will all fail.
Hello?
Ali?
Miss Sirio?
It's Sunday. Call me Fania.
What could possibly lead you to call me at 9:17 on a Sunday night?
Reached my coat of bears and could not sleep.
I myself am a bit excited.
Well, I am not excited.
What?
I'm worried, Ali. Worried that your plan may fail and it will just show that everyone else was right.
No, Vania. Keep the energy positive. Don't be alarmed. Be happy.
You always like this?
How?
Blind in hope?
Is that your best metaphor for me?
We will see.
Thanks.
For what?
For believing in them and acting on it.
Since we're in the mood of thanking each other for abstract things, then thanks to you too.
For what?
For reminding me why I took the job in the first place. Good night, Mr. Ali Singh.
I was just starting to enjoy your company.
I promise, if we survive tomorrow, you can have a lot more of my company.
Listen, 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 and listen well. Does everyone have their consent forms?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Pelton, Bolo uncle signed here because his father danced like a MC.
Felicia, Felicia, shut up before I string you up outside the bus and drag you along the nation's roads. Now, when you leave this classroom and go on that maxi, you will show Mr. Singh and Miss Sirio the utmost respect to... during and from the journey. Anyone who falls out of line will be crucified for the school to see. Understood?
Yes, sir.
All the best, Miss Sirio. I hope you have some music to drown out that noise.
I have just the thing.
Sir, I hope it's a nice soca song for it to wind down low, eh?
No. It's something to set the mood for the day.
Sir, I hear that nonsense you always listening to. No, si peña, shabaru.
Boss man, this is the music you and Miss does make love with?
Bolo?
Sir, but the greatest wisdom is seeing through appearances, isn't? You write that on the board, sir, and I see in through you.
Okay, enough of that. Who here ever saw a teak tree?
Okay, we are here in the forest. Please be orderly. Make one line towards the huts to have your snacks.
All that we reach! Bye, move up!
Yeah, my winner! Go on for me and I'll get
you. Oh gosh, bye!
Oh gosh,
sir, let Bolo bust my lip. I will dig out here today now. Bolo, you stupid fool!
Both of you.
Mr. Singh, you need to do something.
Bolo, let her go.
No, why is always me?
Both of you! Felicia, come here with me. The rest of you all form a line over here.
Listen, Bolo, come here.
You cannot tell me what to do.
There's a reason why you are here on this earth.
I'm not listening to your stupidness.
You are full of great things, Bolo.
What?
You see that pine tree? Can survive harsh conditions that other plants cannot. It can even survive forest fires. I think you are like a pine tree, son.
You're mad or...
Bolo, listen to this here. You are full of great things. There's a whole new world for you outside of whatever you would have experienced. Just like the pine tree, son, you're able to overcome whatever it is you think you are facing. The best part is, I, Forest Ranger Singy, I'm here to help you.
But sir, why are you telling me all these things for? Why you just don't cuss me?
Because I will never hit a pine tree. Let us walk back to the main group. And look, wipe those tears quickly, okay? Before we join the others. Okay, students, form a line here. We are going off to the forest.
Yay!
Finally. But wait now, Bolo. Is crying, you crying there? A little small talk from son, you crying?
Oh.
You big girl. Leave me alone,
Bolo,
girl.
Calm down.
You cannot make me calm down, miss.
Bolo, have some respect. Don't be stupid.
I stupid, miss? You feel I don't know you, only lime and let's sing to when you're back?
Enough, Bolo.
Tell him.
Okay, Bolo, let us leave those personal things.
Mr. Pelton tell me that he have a bet with Mysterio that Mr. Singh will leave with.
That is true, sir.
Mysterio only being nice to him so he could stay for 3 months and then she win the bet.
Bolo, I will have to ask you to be quiet and respect your teacher.
Look, Mr. Singh, it's not what it seems.
All Miss want is the money and then lie down with you in the night. Take off her clothes and get hot and then rest she big fat. So, you slap me?
Never.
Everyone form a line properly. Now we will head down to a small ravine to see the trees and plants that grow near water.
Jesus Christ of Indo and Afro Trinidadians. And Mr. Singh, where he is now?
Well, after the children came off the bus, Mr. Singh, he just disappeared.
If he's not back and all with the children, it's the teachers. Why you and Mr. Pelton had to get the children involved in the bet? And you, Sir Mysterio, if you know you like the man, how you will go betting on him in that kind of way?
I did not know I would like him.
Yeah, Singy ride into the center on a white Buddhist horse.
Mr. Pelton, you really outdid yourself.
Oh, you started it.
Is that so?
Yes. You did not allow the man to naturally fall into the wiles of the students. You start courting him.
I did not.
Yes, Polo
and Felicia, calm down.
What?
Only just like them. What is important is that the board does not find out about this betting nonsense. I suggest you all sort that out. When someone find Mr. Singh, his class is unsupervised. Those children may be going mad, especially after what happened today.
Well, actually, Mrs. Frank, his class has been doing subject-verb agreements since they returned.
On their own?
On their own, Mrs. Frank.
Well, today is a day for miracles. So find Mr. Singh before the board finds out we do not know where our teacher is.
I may know where he is.
Well, go get him.
I may need a student.
Bolo, you're not supposed to be in school? You had enough for us for the day.
You're supposed to be in school too?
How you got here?
Mysterio drive me up. I have something to say. I'm sorry.
I am sorry too.
Frustration. That is what my mother does say.
Frustration?
Yes. How is she alone and we don't have nothing to eat?
Bolo, I am sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry too, sir.
That is the first time you called me sir.
Thanks. You are a good teacher.
Bolo, I am sorry for hitting you. It will never happen again.
Thanks, sir.
It's okay, son.
Sir, you know no man ever called me son before?
Really?
Yes, sir. It's true.
Thanks very much for offering to supervise them at the internet cafe on Saturday.
It's okay. None of them have internet access at home.
I hope you don't feel some sort of obligation to do this.
Well, maybe it's for my own conscience. Who knows? But what I know is that I believe in what you're doing and I'm glad that you did not leave.
$5,000, glad?
No, the bet is off. Mr. Pelton was glad to cancel it once the month passed. Also, seeing that you have my Saturday, can I have your Sunday?
I thought that was your bear day.
The greatest action is not conforming with the world's ways.
What do you have in mind for me on Sunday?
We will see, Mr. Singh.
Look the mad Indian and his woman. Mr. Singh, I must admit that you steadfast in your ways, eh? Somehow, I see something I never see here before.
What is that?
Civilization, Mr. Singh. You think that whole school could fit in your forest?
The greatest quality is seeking to serve others, Mr. Pelton. In the forest, there's room for all.
Mr. Singh by Darren Sandy. In Mr. Singh,
Mr. Singh was played by Keegan Maharaj, and Miss Serio was played by Risa Samuel. Mr. Pelton was Idris Salim, and Mrs. Frank was Taffa Chia Lewis. Felicia was played by Khadija Curtin, and Bolo by Israel Nunes. The children were from the Keys Foundation, a community group in Maloney. Music was by Kenyatta Lewis. Mr. Singh was written by Darren Sandy and directed by Melanie Harris. It was a Spark Lab production in partnership with Trini Good Media for BBC Radio 3.
You're listening to Drama on 3 on BBC Radio 3, with a series of new plays recorded in Port of Spain, Trinidad, for Carrie Fester and the BBC. Next is Aaron, introduced by writer Kyle Hernandez.
My name is Kyle Hernandez. I'm an actor, poet, and writer from Trinidad and Tobago. And this is my first radio drama. Aaron is set in a quintessential Caribbean barbershop, the kind where you could get a haircut and a near cuss out in one sitting and still go home smiling. But what happens when all these slick talkers and raucous old men go home? What goes on inside the shop in the nakedness of the night? I hope you listen on to find out.
All you know, I don't give it to all your real dread. I's the realest out here. And I know this will sound a little bit racist, right? But African hair don't feel like that.
Teddy boy, if it sounds racist, then it's racist.
Nick,
hear that's not
out.
My name.
Nick, hear me out now. All I saying is that I have no way that girl Friday, she ain't not real. As a barber, I go know. Yeah, yeah. You understand? Yeah, yeah. When she come tomorrow, hear what to do. Pull it. I promise you, all gonna come out in your hand. Raise your chin a bit.
If Friday say that's a real hair, then it's a real hair. She never lied about anything else.
I guess you would have to be a real barber to know.
Nephew?
Yes, uncle?
The fellas them outside, they complaining. The internet, like it's slow again. Go and get them some more.
More internet?
Yeah, yeah. And when you finish, put some more water to chill. I feel tomorrow going to be hotter than today was.
Oh gosh, today was hot, boy. A customer sit on my chair today, watch now. He back sweaty. He leave my chair smelling like sock.
You know, long time never used to be hot like this, eh? This is not the son we're dealing with. This is the father.
Uncle, it's the gases. That is what it is. If that hot gases, they just go up in the air now.
The greenhouse gas effect.
No, boy. It don't matter what color the house is. I'm to you.
Silly me. Teddy boy, before you leave here this evening, I want you to sweep up your station, eh? I don't know why you don't take a page out of your colleague's book.
Uncle, Nicky's station only clean because he didn't trim nobody today. Well, except the few I throw by him. Oh, gosh.
Stop calling me Nick. Look, uncle, I have a client coming in tomorrow. She says she might bring a friend too.
She? Is a hairdresser now?
All right, boss.
And if any of them boys outside for the pa waiting, let them know my chair free.
Your chair always free.
Don't forget the water, son.
Yeah.
All right, young people, I call in it a night. You want me to wait for you?
Nah, Dad picking me up. He said the bus route not safe this hour.
But it's 7 o'clock. Listen, if that father of yours could have told the cock to stop crowing, he would.
He need to stop crowing.
Hey, hello. Jump high or jump low, that is your father. But make sure and tell the cock I say good night for me, please.
All right, uncle.
Yes.
A little less force next time, please. A vehicle like this don't come cheap, you know.
Yeah, I know. Good evening, Dad.
You're hired by that shop today?
Yes, Dad, I work there now.
Oh, you work there. How much you made today?
This doesn't have anything to do with money.
And here I was thinking a job had something to do with money. You know, you wouldn't have to scrape by if you got your degree, like I said.
And like I said, Dad, that's not for me.
Young man, I'm just seeking your best interest. You feel cutting hair will get you a car like this?
Cars are depreciating assets, right? Plus, public transport is way greener.
I don't know what's really wrong with you young men today. Don't want a car. An office job is a problem. No ambition,
Dad,
if you ask me.
Please. I had a hard day.
Oh, you had a hard day. What? You misplaced your scissors?
Teddy boy had to give me his customers today. You know how embarrassing that is?
So you don't have customers of your own? Are you going to constantly depend on Teddy boy? You know what's embarrassing, son? Not being able to provide for your family. Getting evicted from your own home. As a man, these are the things you have to think about, son.
I know, Dad. I have a plan.
Oh, so you have a plan. You have a plan. You want to tell me about your plan? Hmm? Just as I guess. No plan. Look, no more putting it off. Tomorrow I want you to send in that application. Because God knows you're going to need that plan B.
Clippers, clipboards, tips for your machines. I have everything you'll ever need. Razors, shavers. If you have the money, I could get you a laser in the space of a week. Friday have the fittings you just can't beat.
Friday ain't nobody here need no laser.
Perhaps not, Uncle. But what you do need is 2 bottles of baby powder and 3 packs of the sharpest razor blades ever manufactured.
Young lady, every other week you're coming in here, so no need for the hard sell. We buy in.
Riley, you selling what I want, though?
For the last time, Teddy boy, I don't sell animal sex dolls.
Okay, don't judge the boy. It is 2019 after all.
Uncle, is that one, Uncle? Uncle, not you two boys.
Morning, everybody. Sorry for being late. I had some business to
attend
to.
Well, look, Mr. Never Late coming in here, what time? 11:30?
I didn't know you could tell time.
Maybe I could tell a lot of things. I could tell time. I could tell who here real.
You could tell if you're going to get kicked in the face.
All right. Morning, nephew.
Morning. Any customers came in for me?
No.
I wanted to come in earlier, but I had to register for school this morning, you know, as a plan B.
Right. Nothing wrong with a plan B, you know. Just in case.
I guess.
All right, old man. 2 bottles of white is $16 each. And with the 3 packs of razors, that would be...
Slow down. I think I have a calculator somewhere around here.
122.
And 5% off of...
116.
Uncle, whatever you do, don't get rid of this boy, eh? Come, smart man. Grab a box. Let's go in the back.
Yeah, Nick, you better grab she box. Grab she box. Grab it.
Teddy, shut up.
Yeah.
Is being a jackass a prerequisite for barbering?
I hope not.
No worries. You and your uncle is a different breed of man. Must be something in the family.
You clearly have not met my dad. You know, he forced me to sign up for business school this morning.
Sheesh. I almost made it a full year there.
And what happened?
YouTube. School makes you spend money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into making it. But I mean, you are pretty lucky to have a dad willing to fund your future.
He wants to fund his future, not mine. I already told him that's not the plan.
So you have a plan?
Mm-hmm. Expansion. I already looked over our books. And if the shop maintains its average of customers per month, by the end of next year, we'll have enough to secure our business loan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck with getting a bank to approve that. And besides, you talk to your uncle about this idea?
He's not really on board yet, but why not? This shop has been in my mom's family for years. We can use it as collateral for the loan and have a second branch up and running in, get this, Diego Martin.
Ah!
Mm-hmm.
Rich folks need haircuts too.
Yep.
They don't like to come to town for it, so we go to them. An entire untapped market.
How old are you?
I'm mature 19.
I hear you. Well, smart man, I hope you don't get into business school.
Wow.
I mean, I hope you stick around here. Shift the status quo and whatnot. This shop don't need no more teddy boys.
Mm, this shop don't need the teddy boy it already have. Well, thanks, Friday.
Anyway, let's seat again these boxes.
You can leave the rest. I'll pack it out later.
Thank you, kind sir. Here you go. The invoice is for your uncle. The number is for you. Call if you ever need to talk things through, okay?
Really? Okay, thanks.
But never after 9. Respect the hours.
Okay, yeah, of course. Business.
And that was your Gary Festa report. Good evening, Trinidad and Tobago. I am Natasha Daniels, and here are your 8 p.m. headlines. A 14-year-old boy was found murdered in
my
West Trinidad
word.
This morning.
Don't think I could listen to that tonight, no?
Hey, well, Uncle, you're welcome to come out with me tonight, you know. It's Thirsty Thursdays. I just call it Thursdays.
Not the way my liver set up. I will have to leave that for you young bucks.
I hear you.
You guys can go ahead. I will lock up.
Hey, say no more, Nicky boy.
Could you please stop? It was one time. What, you never nicked a customer before?
Hey, calm down. It's just jokes I'm making with you. But I never nicked nobody the way you do it, eh? All right. Good night, Nikki. Uncle, later.
All right. You not going home, nephew?
No. You go ahead. I'll wait just a little longer.
Nephew.
She should probably get keep back at work or something.
Nephew, I understand you want to wait it out, but nobody not coming to no backstreet barbershop this hour.
Well, that's where you're wrong, Uncle. According to Business Info, small businesses thrive when they extend their working hours longer than...
Nephew, you need to stop with all of this. Your customers didn't show up because they didn't want to. Nothing you read in any magazine could stop that.
I'm just having some slow days, that's all.
I love you like my own, you know. You know that?
Yes.
And it's nice having you around again. It reminds me of the days when you used to come in the shop and braid your mother hair. But no, not like long time, son. This is a business.
I know that, Uncle. I just need some time to recalibrate.
I promised your mother that I would do what's best for you. I'm starting to think that this isn't it.
Uncle, please.
I don't think I could keep you on any longer, son. Maybe it's time for Plan B.
Yeah, okay, I promise Friday to pack out the goods, and as soon as I finish, I'll lock up, and tomorrow I'll return my... your keys.
Take your time, nephew.
Well, I can't wait to tell Dad about this. Hey, Dad, guess what? I failed. May I please go to university now? Yeah. Well, sure, son. Yeah. Oh, great. Now she decides to show up. I'm coming, but your appointment was hours ago. You're not she?
No, I'm not she.
No, of course not. You're Imani Sidano. Your song is on the radio, like right now.
Yeah, great. Can you turn it off, please? Look, I really wanted to get a shape up and I could pay extra.
Oh, well, we're closed. Plus, I don't work here anymore.
Please, I just need to sit for a while. Which one is your chair? This one?
Well, I don't pee.
You don't pee?
I need to pee. I'll be back. I need to use the pee out of the bathroom. Come on, Uncle. Pick up.
Your call has been forwarded.
Fine. Teddy?
Nicky! What happened? You changed your mind?
If you're coming, bring lime.
Hello. Teddy boy, hello.
A lime. Bring lime. Nicky!
Hello?
Hello.
Friday. Yes, I need you to cut his hair.
Good night. What?
Imani Sideno is in the shop. A little after 9.
Is he really there? Like the singer, sexy Rasta Mani Mani?
Yes, him.
Hello.
1 second. He wants me to cut his hair.
What, Nick? That's awesome.
Stop calling me Nick. I can't cut the musicians here. I can't.
You want to be a barber, right?
Yeah, but.
Well, this is your chance.
Are you trying to sell me?
Yes, and it's working.
Okay.
Some here.
Okay, she's right. He's just a normal man. Imani Sideno? Who's Imani Sideno? Only one of the biggest soca stars in the world. The man have a song with Rihanna. With Rihanna!
My guy, you coming out anytime soon?
Yeah, one second, just shaking.
Everything all right with you, King?
Yeah, I'm cool. It's cool. Everything cool. Everything.
Cool?
Yeah. Sorry to keep you waiting. It seems like you're in a hurry.
It's fine. I'm sure the wake will go on all night.
A wake? Oh, I'm sorry. You mind if I ask who died?
My barber.
That's not very funny.
Yeah, I'm sure he didn't think so either.
Wait, did your barber really? Gosh, I'm sorry. Were you too close?
What do you mean by close?
No, I just mean... Forget it, I shouldn't get into your personal life.
Yeah, it's okay, kid. Let's just stick to the haircut. I don't want much done, just...
I'm sorry, did I hurt you?
No, it's... it's just when the machine go to the back of my neck. Sort of tickles.
Oh, it's okay. It happens. It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed. Look, this was a mistake.
No, please. I can help. It's like a needle. If you fight it, it's probably gonna hurt more. Here. Listen to the buzzing. The hum of the clipper is kind of relaxing if you listen close. I like to think of it as a tiny massage chair.
Mm-hmm. Or reverb from a bass.
Yeah. It's calming, right? And just like that, it's over.
For real?
Yes, sir. Just to clean you up and you'll be all set.
Remy was the only other barber that could have got me to stay still on a chair. He'd be impressed.
Well... I am honored. You all right?
Yeah. Think you got some methylated spirit in my eyes. So.
Oh, my bad. A damp cloth should help. It also helps with tears if that's what you would do.
Oh, you have jokes, kid.
Do you miss him?
Yeah. He was sick for a while, so we knew it was coming, but how do you prepare for death?
I'm sorry, bro. Was he any good?
Oh, please. He could cut circles around you.
I don't know that.
He would always give me a trim right before a big show. Gave me the craziest advice.
Just dust off his shoulders.
Yeah. Now he's up there hitting angels with the fresh fade now. God, why am I even here telling you all of this?
Wait. According to my uncle, you could sit on this chair, but you can't lie.
I just want to be near him again, you know. Guess I just thought a barbershop might... Never mind. It's foolish.
No. I get it. Here makes me feel home, too. Even among the epic beds and constant crotch grabbing, this shop is home.
I feel you. In the music game, it's all about how you're looking, how many promo girls you could sleep with. gets really hard for men who don't, you know.
Yeah, not to mention the thousands of screaming fans just waiting for you to show up with your washboard abs and your golden dreadlocks.
Yo, none of that matters. Hell, the only reason I have these dreads is because over a decade ago some music head told me if I want to sing black music, I have to have black hair.
Wow.
I never liked it. God knows Remy wanted to chop it off.
Chop off Imani Sidenu's ras? Good luck to that poor soul.
You do it.
No. Nah, I can't be responsible for that.
Why not? It's what Remy would have wanted.
You can't use your dead friend as a bargaining chip.
Yo, what's your name, kid?
Well, my real name is Aaron, but people in the shop sometimes...
Please.
Okay.
This is the worst haircut I have ever seen in my life.
But this is exactly what you say you wanted. I didn't
King.
Make any...
Easy, King. Easy. I can't have jokes, too. This is... It's different. I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's one hell of a haircut, kid. Oh, my God. The media is going to freak.
Please. The entire barbershop is going to flip out when I tell them.
You're going to tell them? What are you going to tell them?
No. I'm not going to tell them about you and Remy or anything like that.
Why would you even say that? Nothing went on with Remy and I.
Yeah. I know.
No, you don't. You don't know anything. Just take your money.
There's over $700 here. I can't accept this.
You take it and forget this ever happened.
Okay, Mr. Sidano. Like I said, we're close.
Yeah,
Friday.
So, how was it? I'm coming over. I can't believe I'm going to meet...
He left.
What? You let him go?
No.
Yes! I knew you could do it. They're going to have to stop calling you Nick now. Did he like the trim?
Yes. Well, no. We started to talk about things he didn't want to. I shouldn't get into it. It's over. Everything's over.
It couldn't have been that bad.
Yeah, it was.
Stop beating yourself up. You just cut Imani Sedeno's hair.
It doesn't matter. My uncle is right. I'm not cut out for this. Business school, here I come.
Bienvenida, Trinidad y Tobago. Watch now. For real, last night, all yeah, them Spanish and them had me giddy, boy. Watch now, I don't mean to sound racist.
Young man, shut up.
Watch, uncle.
Good morning, all.
Yeah. Morning, big shot. It's been a while since you've walked in here.
Psst, Uncle, that is Nick's father?
Yes.
That big Nick?
Yes, well, I'm here just to return these. Seems like your nephew no longer wants to step foot in this establishment either.
When this establishment, as you put it, put you through university, you didn't seem to mind.
Oh, six runs, Uncle.
Look. I left a Beamer in a no-park zone, so I really have no time to waste on trivial matters.
Trivial? This is your son's life you're playing with.
Yes, my son. And forgive me if I don't want him throwing away his life over something as nugatory as cutting hair.
But what did the
traffic officer said to move the car before you got a ticket?
Drop the big words, Tony. We get it. You're smart. But you have to be real dotish if you think making me fire that boy is going to stop him from doing what he wants to do.
Well. Uncle the Saint, don't act as if you didn't want him to move on either. We both know it's what's best for him.
Is that true, Dad? You made him fire me?
Up by the
Nephew, it didn't go down like that. We talked about it. And
No, that's exactly what went down. I told you, as a man, you have to have responsibility.
Oh, stop hiding behind that outdated line.
It's nugatory.
You're just trying to control me like you always do. Except this time, mommy not so wrong to stop it.
Nephew, that is your father you're speaking to. Eh?
Look, I get that you both care about my future. But I've worked too hard in school and here to have either one of you make my decisions for me. You both can't keep trying to stop me from making my own choices. I am supposed...
Imani Sinero!
Yo, thanks everyone.
Imani Sinero!
I love your new hair.
Yeah, all right, give thanks. Is he running wrong?
Yeah, look at me here. Look we here, where it is.
Hey, can I speak with you?
I'm kind of in the middle of something, so you're just going to have to wait.
Hey, young man, show some respect.
Sorry, I just wanted to have a word with you.
All right, I need to speak with Imani for a minute, but I'm not finished here.
You take your time, nephew.
Imani, let's talk here. In private.
I don't mind me, I just say cleaning up my station. No, don't mind.
Daddy boy.
Yeah, uncle.
Come.
Look, I just wanted to say thanks for the trim last night. I really appreciated everything.
It never happened, remember?
All right, look, please just hear me out now. I was in a really dark place last night. And I don't know how, but you really pulled me out, kid. You're the kind of person I want on my team. Listen, my tour is going to start back in a few weeks. And if you're interested, I'd love to have you on as the crew's barber. You can run it by your people first and just let
Hello.
It look.
Hello, Imani, is it?
Yeah.
If you feel my son can go around cutting your hair all over the place
Dad,
like that,
Dad, this isn't up to you. You realize what you're doing now, right?
Aaron, you don't have to do this because you feel I don't want you around here, you know, because that's not the case.
Okay, look. I don't want to cause any riffs. I could give him a contact.
Everybody just be quiet. Mr. Sidano, thank you for the opportunity. I'll consider your proposition and respond accordingly in a timely manner.
I think you shouldn't lose sight of your studies, you know.
We can talk about this at home. Uncle, I still have a lot of plans for this shop. It's my home, and I want to make sure it's taken care of.
Well, nephew, maybe when you come back from your tour, we could talk. Whatever it is you're doing, young man, is clearly working.
Mr. Imani, I's a barber too, you know. And I was thinking, if you needed a next barber, like more than one, then maybe I could come on like as a sub barber, like a below.
Right. That would be up to your friend over here.
Nick, is your boy, what you saying? What we could do, I could go on tour with you, Nick.
What's my name?
Aaron by Kyle Hernandez. In Aaron, Aaron was played by Levy Rodriguez, Uncle by Errol Fabian, and Dad by Anand Lokaram. Teddy Boy was played by Jaron Remy, Friday by Tashana Williams, and Imani was Nikolai Salcedo. Original composition was written and performed by Kyle Hernandez, Jaron Remy, and Nikolai Salcedo. Aaron was written by Kyle Hernandez and directed by Melanie Harris. It was a Spark Lab production in partnership with Trini Good Media for BBC Radio 3.
You're listening to Drama on 3 on BBC Radio 3, with a series of new plays recorded in Portisbane, Trinidad for Cari Festa and the BBC. Our final drama tonight is Water More Than Flower, introduced by writer Elisha Ifua Bartels.
I'm Elisha Ifua Bartels, writer, actor, and dancer. This is a new exploration of one of my favorite folkloric characters, Laja Bless, a cloven-hoofed woman who preys on unfaithful men. To Lime, to hang out with a friend or friends. Water more than flour, an expression referencing hard times. This is my first radio drama, and I hope that you like it as much as I do.
Can I explain how? But no. If you ain't even know how you know, how you could know you know what you think you know?
Dad, I know what I know.
Yet still, can I say what make you think so?
I just know.
Oh.
At approximately 11 a.m. today, there was a bomb scare at the Dollar Delight that led to the early closure of the chain's head office and receiving.
Hey, babes.
Long day at work?
Not really, no. Usual thing.
Nothing interesting or different today?
Nada. What happened?
Nothing. What happened to you?
Nothing. So you're alright then?
Mm-hmm.
Something on your mind or what?
Me? Nah.
Okay. You hungry?
Nah, I eat already.
Uh-huh. Wait. You have nothing in here?
I buy something on the road.
You couldn't get for me too?
Hard luck.
Or even tell Ma to sort something out for myself?
Didn't want to call you when you're busy at work.
Would have been nice to know. Well, I have nothing here, so I'm going to get something outside.
Whatever.
Before I forget, it's girlfriend birthday, so we lime in tomorrow night.
She had just do that? It's how much birthday one woman go celebrate.
Well, clearly she didn't, since like the rest of you, she's only get one a year. You remembering next friend birthday when we went casino?
I remembering you out and not with me.
And we was out weekend gone?
First time in how long?
Babes, what's the problem?
Problem? No problem.
So I could be working for myself, plus making enough to feel a little independent. I mean, yeah, Dollar Delight paying basic bills, but I could get certified, then set up my private investigation thing instead.
What he saying?
I ain't exactly tell him yet.
And what exactly you're waiting on?
It's to be totally ready to set up shop before I say anything. So less potential problems to fight on, because you know he go find everyone. Me, do something for myself. I need to finish the training.
How long it have again?
Some weeks.
Oh, good. We had a sort out.
Wait.
That is more shots she bringing over here?
Is your birthday, but she gonna kill you.
This ain't about my birthday, nah. She find out the man horn and she out for herself tonight.
Man again. Somebody go do for them.
Babes. Babes. You up? Let me say last night, I was wishing the whole time you was with me. Hey, I meant to say sorry about the other night. It had nothing to eat. Me and friend had a few the afternoon, and I get so hungry with them drinks in my head, I went and buy a box of that and come back and eat and then sleep one time. I ain't mean to do you like that.
You mean to do me like that? So how you mean to do me then?
You want to know? Come on, share. Come on. Come on. So what's all your girls like?
Here no man. Next friend, well drunk and the video girl. Can't remember when last all of we go out like that. So glad we do it next week again.
What's next week again?
The girls getting together? What happened?
Nothing.
What you feel to do this weekend, babes?
Didn't think about it. Didn't want to make assumption about your time.
What are you trying to say?
And I know say it.
Why you wouldn't assume I'm making time for you like normal?
If you ain't know, I ain't know what to tell you.
Try telling me what this is really about.
I think I was clear. If you still ain't know how to treat your man,
wait,
then...
Wait. What the ass are you hearing this good Saturday morning? If I know how to treat my man, nah. Your place clean, your clothes washed, food cooked, piggy well sucked and fucked, but I don't know how to treat my man? What you want again? You want your name tattooed on my backside? But I should start demanding money for hair and nails and thing? You're looking for permission to beat me or?
You see what I mean? Watch how you bawling at me right now. That is how you talk to your man? That is how you treat your man? Well, all right then.
What?
Look, what you want from me?
The truth. What going on? You're saying I'm not treating you good, but and nothing changed with how I'm moving. So, is it that you had a problem all the time and you wasn't telling me, or something happening now and you're not telling me? Which it is?
If something happening now is for you to tell me.
Boss, where's your real scene? Like something on your mind?
Nah, I good.
Right, so, you know what? Don't bother.
What?
Nah, man, cool. You say it's nothing.
I think she's stepping out.
Boss, you forget you tell me that since the other day?
What? When?
The other day, right here.
You sure as I tell you, not somebody else?
Like who?
How I can't remember that?
The day we lying here, both of we was off from work. Mm. You tell me she dealing somebody else. Mm. I ask you how you know, and you only say you just know.
Well, serious talk now, I sure Jed. Well, she could be doing so. All this set of lying, coming in late from work.
Coming home late?
Well, she exactly coming home late. Just one day in particular.
Where she say she was?
Well, she exactly say.
Eh? When you ask.
Well, what? I exactly ask.
What? Why you ain't ask?
Because she already come home late. Remember the same day you talking about we lying here?
Mm-hmm.
You say bomb scan Dollar Delight.
Yeah.
So them close early and send everybody home.
But she ain't come back early.
She come home normal time, acting normal. When I call any bomb threat, I wasn't trying to catch she or nothing. I just figure, I off, let me get we off together. I mean, I had find like she moving a little different lately. But besides some secret talking, she sleep, not nap. So I wasn't studying. By the time you leave here today, hours pass, and I never hear from she.
I never tell she nothing.
I ask about she day if anything happen, and she tell me no, so she lying. Plus, why else she out without she man all the time so?
What?
Dan, after the bomb chat, I say, let me see what go happen when she can't go out. So the next time she say she going somewhere, I cut all she panty waist before she reach home from work. I figure she a checking the outside man without she fancy unders.
You mash up the woman good panty?
I wanted to see how she da move.
And?
She get ready and when she wait.
Me no way expect you feel she had nothing up in the cupboard she could wear without panty. And going out without drawers is not indication of stepping out on your man.
Next time she was supposed to go some big event and I soaked down she shoes and...
Boy! You mad, yes?
Ooh, why you keep this spot so secret all this time, sis?
Can I have the marriage and the parish rocking same thing as me? Not like I rocking a damn thing these days. I so vex. And shoe budget for this month, done spend replacing basics. Remember when I was late for other friend thing because I had to buy a shoe last minute?
Which I still can't understand. Why you inhale me and borrow something?
You know me to ever share a shoe?
True talk.
Still can't believe that fool soaked on all my good shoes.
Wait, who soak what now?
Same thing we talking. Other friend shindig. I going to get ready to find all my shoes dripping wet. Like you open the cupboard and just empty a bucket over the whole rack, top to bottom. Right side of every shoe full with water. How I had them in the front so I could see all the styles one time now.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason he had become an abused boyfriend on spot was I know other friend needed we and couldn't let his stupid ass get in the way. Next morning, he apologetic. Oh, he's sorry, he get jealous, but don't worry, he go buy back all. Like he know the first thing about where it caused me to... And he think I know. But he mash up my panties too.
What?
Girl, madness. Ready in to meet earlier. I reach in the drawer, panty after panty with the waist busway. I mean, where's that? Who just do that? I ain't even give the satisfaction I've learned he know. I know he do that nonsense.
He clearly upset about something. You slipping?
I still go into class during work hours, so nothing out of the ordinary happening for he to know. Me and no why have he suspicious?
He doing other jealousy thing?
Just acting bite up in general. Fuss when I say I lie, man, throwing words about not treating my man right. He clearly feels something going on here and to like. But you know what?
You know how he going and react when you tell him, right?
Yes.
So as your friend, real talk now, we need a business plan. Where are you conducting it when you had to meet clients? You could afford office space?
I was figuring in the earlies I could get away without office space and all them bills handling one client at a time.
Mm. And you study how long it would take to close your first case and see any money? Hear what? Tell me what you need for your business to run. Your friend with business sense, go handle it.
Ooh, try the shoe.
On me?
To go with the dress.
You fine?
You doubting me? Once they have your size, that one.
Babes, wake up now. Dread, what's going on with you? I can't sleep with you carrying on so. Talking non-stop. Plus you almost knocked me out just now. Who you deal with?
Was dreaming grandmother.
You alright? Wasn't like them dreams back in the day.
No.
You need me organized? Get a white rum and roll something? What you need? You know I go handle you.
Thanks, babes. Alright. Grandmother, don't frighten me like that again. Just forget how long you really checking for me, yes? Always been there.
Okay, just wanted me to love you.
You know the only thing I love better than my knight in shining armor coming to save me is thanking him after.
My favorite part, too. Hey. You still have vacation days?
I think. A couple.
Come. There we go. There we go. Tutu bagel.
Eh? Oh-ho. Is so? My man taking me bagel?
We ain't doing anything special in a while. I can't treat you.
I would never say that. Let me check how things looking. When?
As soon as I could take off any day.
Safe.
I just want to show some appreciation. Remind you about Wina.
I was looking worried over.
Just want to make sure you have no question in your mind.
What went on with you?
Nothing. It's just important to me you happy. Once you happy, we good.
Look how he come with Bego. Complete 180. What really going on?
Right. Bego might make up for some of what he getting on with lately. But why don't you focus on what you had to do and leave?
Ups and leave and go well. I had to be making money, which remember is the point. It's not about leaving he, it's about doing me. Independence. I'm not even sure I had to leave.
Why you even studying he?
The love of my life.
Once upon a fairy tale time. I know, he real help you in the earlys. He's your first and only. But take what I'm telling you. Nothing is forever. You don't know he go try and fight down the idea you could do something different for yourself. It go be a battle with he while you battle to get established. It worth that? To carry the weight of this man into your new world?
He only moving left because he thinks some going on behind his back and feeling a how, and I mean, technically the man right.
It's more than that. And after all this time, you know how to mind yourself and your own place once you have resources. So what you need he for?
What if I want him?
Do you?
Yes. Maybe. I don't know. I love him, but I don't know if I could have we and my independence.
This is the first thing I ever do by myself for myself. And I ain't have nothing to put in no house. It's not just first and last month's deposit, it's all the things.
I would tell you sell them fabulous shoes, but...
Can't even do that. Why go to besides stay put and try and stay on his good side until business up and running?
He moving unpredictable, Gil. What next when next he feel to mash up something?
Hope business come before what mash up is me. I'd take whatever come until I do have to again.
Hey, as we talk that, business, first to begin. Why private investigator?
The overabundance of unfaithful man. I just think about what I know I could do. Me and her no big set of education, but I like researching and figuring out things. And you know I is a good macro.
So what's your plan to monetize that?
Incorporate Night Walker Investigations. Take on big clients, build my bank, and my rep.
Oh.
You think you ever really know a person?
Just so. But where'd I come from, boy?
She talking in she sleep. About being what she really is and she true self. And the other night she say something about secrets. Make me wonder if I know.
Hey, you talk to she about that other thing yet?
Nah, I overs that for the hour. Having a next thing.
What more important than if your woman horning you?
Right now, I study in security. Outside woman threatening to blow up my scene.
Outside woman? What she had to do with you?
You know, back in the day, in the earlys, we used to bull. We never stopped.
Wait. You dealing outside woman all this time?
Easy now, man.
And all this time, you sitting down here, moaning about she stepping out on you. And you with outside woman?
Dan, what you want me do? We was in thing when I meet she, and when I try to lock it off, outside woman wasn't having it. No matter what I say, why do the woman keep coming back? And once she come in, I know, I come in.
Nah, man.
I try and stop, but when you're minding your own business, good, and woman just dive upon your cock mouth first. What you gonna do? And now, outside woman looking to load up my scenes.
So where's your plan?
Manage home. I take in she bagel. Treat she nice, so if I had her the night thing, she go believe me, because I's the perfect man, ain't? Treat she good, then deny.
You think you so good, your woman go back here if she find out?
Had her be, ain't?
You are real belly. And is your guilty conscience have you convinced you're getting horned back?
If that's what you're feeling for, babes, I go make it.
But I want you to spend all that time to cook.
It's nothing.
Supposed to be we night. I ain't you doing no sort of work.
We still had a eat, we night or not. I ain't trying to wait till my belly in my hand to decide what we doing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to try that new place down the road? You say look decent?
Me and girlfriend went the other night.
Oh.
I would do it again and you ain't try it yet.
Whatever.
Babes, what happened?
You could go if you want.
No, what happened with you? Your whole mood changed.
My mood?
2 minutes ago, everything normal. Now your vibe switch.
Me, I know what you're talking about. You want me to make the thing, or you want to go to the place instead?
You serious?
What do you mean?
What are you really doing here?
What?
Weeks you more quiet than usual, except when you pick and fight. Then just so Larry go to Bago. What happened? Like you're trying to distract me or something?
Distract you from what? I focus on we.
All of a sudden? You was focused on something else all the time before? Or somebody else? Not that I ever mind, but what's so important tonight?
You say it's just to confirm details, then you go explain to me where and how soon you're finding money to incorporate and organize.
That's what's so urgent?
Part of it, but the first part. So start there. Because I trying to project how soon your money coming and the answer is never without opening for business and advertising.
Right. You know how I grew up with grandmother because my mother dead?
Mm-hmm.
Well, grandmother teach me certain things about my mother and myself when I was small that when I get big, I didn't want to...
What this have to do with...
I promise it connected. what grandmother teach me, I leave behind. But lately, she in my dreams.
A business plan?
I come in. Grandmother telling me I can't run from myself, can't pretend I'm not what I am. You's my friend, right? I can't tell nobody else this.
You could tell me anything.
You wouldn't think I'm mad.
I wouldn't.
My mother was cursed. I was never supposed to exist. My mother didn't make me because Lodja Bless was cursed to never make a child.
Lodja what?
I tell her you what I say, I'm mad.
No, no, don't stop there. Explain.
You know how Lodja Bless the seduced man then kill them or send them mad?
Mm-hmm.
That's because what Lodja Bless wants is not the man, it's a baby. But Jabless barren.
Oh.
Hunting man for the seed, trying over and over, never getting pregnant until my mother, so grandmother say. And grandmother say that mean I have Jabless in me. Some new, different kind of Jabless.
You not watching me here in my face. Two of we big, hard back women and giving me some Lodja Bless children story.
You do believe me?
Believe what? Wear your cow foot.
If you want to understand, I could explain. But you acting
no,
like...
I want to know. Plus, I still waiting to hear what this Lodja Bless delusion have to do with the business plan. So talk. Let me hear from Cowfoot.
First to begin, it's not like stories from long time. We, Lodja Bless, evolved so the Cowfoot not obvious again. So it don't have to be long skate again. Now we have perception filter.
Perception filter? What kind of sci-fi stupidness is that?
Mind control thing. Make everybody see or don't see what I want. Make you see what you expect to see, or if you accidentally see what I don't want you to see, your brain can't recognize it. Like you don't want to know, so you just don't. You see what makes sense instead. Only way to survive in a new lit new world. The foot come when I start secondary school. Everybody get a period, and I get a cow foot and lessons on how to keep my energy focused constant so nobody do see what I shouldn't.
Hmm.
Focus constant, automatic, instinct, like breathing. Had to be. And you fuss I do share shoes. Well,
wait, how come he even still alive? If you is a Lodja Bless, and he's supposed to be dead or no?
Jabless seduction is powers I leave from my grandmother without using. By the time me and he finally do the thing, I was in love. Wasn't no Jabless seduction. I leave everything grandmother teach me behind. Only keep the true gift in my line, perception filter, to survive.
Hmm. Show me the cow foot. I want to see for myself. Take off the filter. And let me see the blasted foot.
It's not just about perception filter. And I don't think you want any part of the whole dog yampi in your eye.
What? Dog yampi? Gee? What kind of nastiness?
And you want to play in Jabless business? You can't make it out just so. You had to take the yampi from the corner of the dog eye and put it in the corner of yours for the sight.
You expect me to believe that?
That's it, nothing. Wait till you hear the business plan.
Right.
Trinidad have no shortage of unfaithful man. So here we're private investigator. Mm-hmm. When Jabless take and use unfaithful man and done them so, they no good to themselves if they survive at all. So best I make use of their assets once I done use them, and as they ain't have no use for nothing again.
You investigating man you're looking to take, once you confirm they unfaithful and have assets beyond the bill, seduce them as Lodja Bless. And then after you take the dick, take everything else too? Ways?
Best planet?
I don't know what to think. Wait. If that is the plan, then what you was talking before about love?
It's not I do love he again, but I ain't know if me and he possible once I activate Lodja Bless.
Right. Okay. So, while I figure out what to believe about anything right now, let me say this so you could process it. I hear from reliable sources today, outside woman pregnant.
What I had to do with me?
For your man.
What?
The love of your life.
I
Thank you so much for all of this, babes.
Anything for my chunkalunks.
You're too sweet. I couldn't wish for anything more in the world right now. A whole 5 days.
Well, I'm here to make sure you get everything you want.
And you know exactly what I want.
Best believe I do. And you go get all.
Mm-hmm. I take in all.
Ooh. Love you, Anto.
My captive audience. You know, you never explain about Tobago. The surprise gift is such a romance thing.
Are you studying that? Just let me be good to my woman.
You are so good from ever since. But some months now I worry and maybe we losing what we had. Until I realize it was me growing, coming into myself. And I started worry if I could become and still be with you. And then I realized you growing too. So here with somebody else. You know I know how to handle you. Enjoy it. Like yourself. They go say, after a lovely night in the restaurant, we disappear to the room for the rest of the trip. I go say, I console myself at room service after you went for a smoke and never come back because you boxed up some foreign thing and gone.
Babes?
Yes.
You seem not like you.
I'm surprised to still discover parts of me you don't recognize. You're right. I do not feel like my usual self. I'm doing something I never do before. And I was jealous the other day. Now you're getting all of me. I'm so much better than my usual self. But more myself than I have ever been. I am transformed. I become death, destroyer of worlds.
Loop? Bitch, I don't think.
My eyes! Bob Yampi, for the sight you see. Look, I stop high, reveal my full self. Look, you find what you didn't think you was looking for between outside and one leg. Look like, now it's time to give Lada bless what is mine. I claim what is rightfully mine, unfaithfully mine. You, my first, all over again.
Water More Than Flower by Elisha Efua Bartels. In Water More Than Flower, she was played by Mandisa Granderson and he by Conrad Paris. Girlfriend was played by Kimmy Stout Robinson and Friend was Arnold Goindon. Recorded music was by Three Canal and live music by Everald Redman Watson. Water More Than Flower was written by Elisha Efua Bartels and directed by Melanie Harris. It was a Spark Lab production in partnership with Trini Good Media for BBC Radio 3.
And you can find more editions of Drama on 3 on BBC Sounds. At the same time next Sunday evening, David Suchet stars as Satan and a Bible's worth of other characters, human and animal, in The Devil's Passion, written by the renowned playwright and actor Justin Butcher. That's Drama on 3 next Sunday evening at 7:30.
On BBC One.
I am the officer in charge, and they are coming with us. Go!
Love, freedom, family, or survival.
I wanted to know he was safe. I don't even care if I see him again or not.
With the world at war, what do you fight for?
Warn your waitress friend so she can get out.
Kasia, the waitress.
Yes. Why, is your girl at home a waitress too?
Starring Sean Bean, Leslie Manville, and Helen Hunt.
Every war's different until it's the same.
World on Fire.
The game just got bigger.
Did you?
Starts next Sunday night at 9 on BBC One.
Looking ahead to the rest of your Sunday evening here on Radio 3, and the harpsichordist Mohan Esfahani is continuing to challenge the preconceptions of how Bach should be played. He'll be picking his favourite recordings that challenge polite performances. Tonight, he's taking an example of the second Brandenburg Concerto, where a soprano saxophone plays the solo trumpet part. The alternative Bach is at 11 o'clock. And before that, the violinist Fiorenza Di Donatis and the lutenist Luca Pianca are exploring the connections between Italy and its long and noble tradition of violin playing. Corelli, Castello and Vivaldi feature in tonight's Early Music Late at 10 o'clock. Now, at just coming up to 9 o'clock, it's time for tonight's Radio 3 in Concert. The presenter is Fiona Talkington.
Fountains, flowerbeds and fireworks. Welcome to Sunday Nights in Concert, where I've got more music for you from the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra's Summer Night Concert, recorded in the sumptuous grounds of the Schönbrunn Palace in July. And later on, there's Mozart from pianist Mitsuko Uchida, performed by the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra, conducted by Bernard Haitink. And as ever, these recordings come thanks to our colleagues in the European Broadcasting Union. Every year, the Vienna Philharmonic gives a free, open-air performance in the gardens of the Schönbrunn Palace. The orchestra's on a huge stage in the grounds, with the Golden Palace on one side and the imposing Neptune Fountain on the other, amidst spectacular lighting design. This year, Gustavo Dudamel conducted this hugely popular concert. Last week, I played you their performance of Rhapsody in Blue. So today, let's hear the opening of the Summer Night Concert in Vienna. A Strauss waltz, of course, after Leonard Bernstein's sparkling overture, Candide.